It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, thanks for coming back. And one of the favorite things that I love about this show is the interesting people that I get to talk to and partner with so we can get great information out to you. I'm talking about my next guest because we're going to be talking about, listen, our grandparents didn't have many food allergies, so why in the heck are they so prevalent? Now, I want to introduce to the show Doug Inglesby. Doug Inglesby is the founder of All One. It's a manufacturing company of the world's first high-potency multivitamin and mineral, sorry about that, I went away from the mic, and protein powder, I should say, and it's called All One. I do believe, Doug, that I've, when I'm saying this, I actually see the label of your of this product. Is that, would I have had exposure to this?
Oh, yeah. We've been out there for quite a while.
That's right. And you were actually the first to manufacture sort of like a nutrition candy bar, I guess you would call it, tiger's milk, that's still on the shelves today.
Right. Yeah, well, my dad was in the business before I was. He was in the business when I was born, so that's how far back it goes.
That's...
And he had Plus products, and they had the tiger's milk candy bar was, you know, with the one item actually from the whole line that's still out there and kicking around, but... You know, he's ahead of his time. I mean, this year the energy bar category will sell like, what, $2 or $3 billion.
Oh, yeah. And I think the trajectory is just going to continue to grow because people are getting back into ancient grains and making all sorts of stuff that's edible and easy and convenient.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to watch it grow, you know.
Yeah.
Like it is nowadays.
Well, I'm honored to be talking to you because I remember eating those bars frequently. So I'm going to read this one sentence and then we're going to get right into this. So according to the organization Food Allergy Research and Education, so acronym would be FAIR, every three minutes in these days, a food allergy reaction sends someone to the emergency ward. That's more than 200,000 emergency room visits per year. That is astonishing to me, not only from a health perspective, but a financial perspective.
Right. I mean, it's something that people don't even realize oftentimes it's happening. You know, but we're eating so many additives, so many coloring agents, so many dyes, so many flavoring agents, that it really permeates all of the processed foods that we eat. We eat way too much sugar, high fructose corn syrup. We eat a lot of hollow calories. And your body really, you know, you eat food to get nutrition. That's why we eat food, even though
right.
we, you know, there is the emotional eating I've heard about. But really, it's because we, vitamins and minerals, amino acids, these things are not manufactured by the body, but they're, you know, they're necessary for the functioning of your immune system and you know, staying well and fighting off disease.
I completely agree with you. I mean, I have to mention this. I was in New York, I was doing a taping. We were talking all about nutrient-dense absorbability of nutrients to run your biochemistry to really create effective and sustainable weight loss and health. And I was staying in a hotel, and I'd come down. They had that, you know, free breakfast, and I was astonished. I just, like, you know, because I pretty much, I mean, I in the circle that I am in, people are very, very health conscious, and we are always watching what we eat. And we—it's just I grow some of my own food, and it's. But I just like these. I could go on and on. But what did our parents? What did our grandparents do different? Why did not?
Well, what they did is they. Well, first of all, their selection was. You know, maybe it's great grandparents at this point because we're all getting on. But
yes.
you know, they ate real food, basically. They ate, you know, vegetables, they ate fruit, they ate grains, they ate, when they ate meat, it was kind of a rarity. But oftentimes when they ate it, they would cook the whole carcass, if you will, and kind of use everything. We get the cuts of meat and the cuts of, you know, chicken, and we don't have the access to the whole animal like they used to back in those days. And, you know, like bone broth is a classic, you know, get well kind of
sure.
grandma's remedy type thing. And when you cook the whole animal, there's organs in there, there's bones in there. These are sources of very important nutrients. And so they were getting them, where our food is so refined that we're just not getting the nutrients that our body needs. Then you add to that the fact that, you know, we're eating all these other, you know, artificial flavorings and things like that, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. So, I mean, because these segments are fairly short, and we know what the problem is. I mean, we said it. I mean, I would think that ER visits are pretty much, we want to save those for loss of limb and potential
right.
loss of life. But
car crashes and things like that.
Yeah, but what are some of the positive health changes that you are personally aware of, which came about when individuals began restoring missing nutrients to their diet, and how can they go about doing this?
Well, it's really important to take a good high-potency multiple supplement on a regular basis, because the fact is a lot of us really don't have the chance or the luxury to grow our own food, or we don't take the time that's necessary to get the raw materials and prepare a meal, especially if you find yourself counting on microwavable meals or eating at fast food places. You really have to take a supplement because it's not in those types of foods. You don't get the high potencies of nutrients that you would get, you know, where if you were shopping at, you know, and picking out all of the, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and not overcooking them and really taking care of the way that you eat, you know, that's important too. But the reality is a lot of people just don't do it. So this is kind of the insurance policy, is to get a good multiple, take it every day. It'll cut down on sweet cravings. Sweet cravings are essentially your body calling out for nutrition, and so you won't end up in front of the vending machine at 10 in the morning.
So, you know, and I am going to pull us to your particular product, All One, because it's a multivitamin mineral, and it's got a protein involved, and it is a powder form, correct?
Yes.
So the idea here shortly is, if we can start restoring some of the nutrients that are deficient because of people's choices, our compromised soil, our compromised food chain, we're going to heal probably a quote-unquote leaky gut. We went had a segment earlier in the show all about that. We're not going to have the immune reaction to undigested food products that are going to send people to the ER. And then, I mean, I just have to have a shout-out about a powdered supplement, because here's what I think, Doug, and tell me if I'm wrong. It makes it so easy. Now, obviously, there are a tremendous amount of products out there. They're high-quality manufacturers, and they can get the job done. But when somebody is so severely compromised when it comes to the digestive process, my feeling is, why don't we go ahead and do some of that work for them so the absorbability is right there? And I've
right.
talked about it with my friend Ray, who's on the show sometimes. It's kind of like taking a sip of wine. You can feel that immediately. It's kind of like taking a sip of coffee. You can feel that immediately. If you've got sort of digestive activity of a powdered formula, that's, we do some of the work for them, people get the benefits of the nutrients and the absorption. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, and also it's important to know that a lot of the absorption points for very important nutrients are very high up in the digestive tract. So if you're swallowing a pill, you know, it's going to go past a lot of that before it even breaks apart. And a lot of people, especially as they get older, have trouble even breaking a tablet apart. It was, my dad made a fortune selling vitamin pills, but he just wanted to come up with a powdered supplement because he didn't want to keep tromping on all of the nutrients, and you have to go through the wet and dry granulation and put in the binders and the fillers and the lubricants, the excipients, the coating agents, all the other non-nutritive stuff that goes into pills, and that's just not necessary. And if that is the one allergic reaction that people have to supplements, if they do have an allergic reaction, it's to the excipients. It's not to the vitamins and minerals.
Well, all right. So, well, there you have it. This is from, this is somebody who has kept it in the family for sure. This is a nutritional educator, Doug Inglesby. Why our grandparents didn't have food allergies, but we do. And I'm sure, Doug, you agree with me. We've got about 20 seconds here, that it is about food choices, but it's also sometimes people get behind the eight ball, and we need to get those nutrients in quickly so they can start the benefit of them, and they can't digest the other stuff. So a powdered multivitamin mineral protein powder is so great. Starts out the day right, keeps that blood sugar stable. You got it going on. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. I want to thank Kevin for keeping us on track. It's Mindful Medicine. Thank you.